what I'd like to suggest, I think we need a timeline. We need to, some of those things we need, but we need to have some sort of a timeline when this is going to be done.
Okay. You want to propose one or part of one?
I have to check my memory now because, as I said earlier, it is so document intensive and it is a long process. There's a lot that's involved, and it took us about, I would say at least a good 2 months or so to get all of that together, because by the time we meet with Ahmad, when is our next meeting date going to be? And depending on the draft that he comes up with, by the time we tweak it, we have the surveys sent out to the staff, we have to give them a chance to do snail mail, electronic, or the way you just said it. We have to offer all those options. So those things need to work out. So I think we need to...
I believe, don't we need to complete the evaluation by 6 months from the December 1st?
6 months from the date of the contract, whatever that is. Is that December?
I think it was December 1st.
Well, if we're that would be for the ED.
No, they're both the same.
Okay,
they're both the same.
Could you guys finish, please, Bill?
Oh, sure. Go ahead, Neil.
Okay, they can't be the same because the CFO did not start the CFO position until February 1st. So we can't evaluate the CFO when she was doing two jobs. And officially, that's when she was out of WBAI and starting her position.
So you're saying that was when?
February 1st.
February 1st?
That's when we got an interim general manager for WBAI.
Okay. I guess we should look at the contracts, too.
Well, that's a... that makes sense. If we're going to be fair about it, I think actually Nia is correct on that.
Okay,
I think she is too. That it would only be fair to do it that way. Otherwise, it's not going to be a pretty fight.
Okay. Well, let's all look at the contracts that we got from Ahmad just to make sure, and we don't want to assume the wrong thing. But that sounds reasonable to me too. Anybody else have comments on that?
Well, I can. I also finish up. See, that both their contracts end at the same time, and I can't say anything else about this on a public stream. But we had this discussion in executive session. So,
okay.
I mean, that can be public knowledge. So, right there, you guys know exactly what the issue is. Correct? Okay.
Well, the board voted on that, though, and held that was appropriate.
Okay. Some members of the board voted for that. That is correct. So whatever was reported out was not a unanimous vote. The fact still remains. It's not about the vote. The fact still remains that both their contracts end at the same time. But we don't need to go off on that tangent now. I just wanted to be clear that we cannot evaluate the CFO effective actually going back to October. That's when the announcement was made. That was in Houston. That cannot be done.
Well, we agree. We all agree with that. But for the record, I would point out that unanimity is not a requirement. Majority is, and the overwhelming majority of the board voted that was appropriate.
Just Bill, let me just clarify something, and then I'll invite comments. So I'm looking at the contract for our CFO that Ahmad sent us, and I forwarded to you today. The first 6 months of employment will be probationary up to including the first day of June 2010. So, I guess we all should look at that.
You are correct, Bill. I mean, I practically know that thing inside out. The point still remains. She did not start a full-time position until February 1st.
Okay. Do we need to ask Ahmad or anything for clarification? Or I just want to make sure we do what we're supposed to do by the right date.
Can I add something here?
Sure. Arlene, go ahead.
You know, I supervise her, and I personally would prefer that you would consider her starting as of February 1st because that would be really fair. Up until then, she's really, you know, been so tied into BAI, and I basically pulled that plug on February 1st. And so that would just be a fair way, even though her tenure in terms of payment as CFO started on it. I mean, it was the same as the rate she was making as interim CFO, but her as official CFO started on December 1st. But in terms of really doing the job, it started February 1st.
Okay. Well, it would simplify work for us if we had more time, but I wonder if we need a ruling from Ahmad or Ricardo or anything on this, since there's something written in the contract.
Our authority comes from the PMB. So if there is a question of who or what makes the decision, then it's the PMB that makes that determination. And I think that we could submit a motion and with the ED's recommendation that the PMB approve this minor modification in the time frame given. For fairness' sake,
Mr. Chair.
Okay. That sounds like a motion, by the way. If you want to,
Bill, I would like to make
a motion.
Bill, this is Neil. I would like to make the motion myself brought it to the board. I mean, to the committee.
Right.
I move that the CFO evaluation be effective February 1st.
Okay.
And it's to be completed. I would bring it to August, correct?
Whatever it is,
6 months after
that day.
Okay.
August, and then be complete, be effective February 1st, and to be completed by, let's say, maybe November 1st, just to be on the safe side, October 1st.
Well, just remember, we have a legal document, a contract. So, we'll make your motion however you want to, and then we'll figure out what we're going to do. I mean, it does say a 6 month. The first 6 months of employment would be probationary, because that's kind of standard in any contract, I guess. So I'm not sure we have the authority to change that. The start date might be more reasonable to change, but
so the evaluation has to be completed within the first 6 months. So
from whatever date with it,
right, August 1st.
Well, we could also, and I'm not sure that we aren't getting a little more detailed on this public stream than we ought. I would prefer that we err on the side of abundance of caution and reserve further detailed discussion of this in executive session. Because it's not like we're talking about an abstract contract.
Okay, but the motion, I think, is okay, which was to, for the purposes of evaluation, the CFO's evaluation period would start February 1st. And go for whatever periods stated in the contract, maybe something like that?
Well, the contract provides for six months,
right.
So...
Okay. Okay, and Enrico was going to say something. Was it about this, or...
Mr. Chair, just a point of information. The starting date was... We're saying the starting date is what? And we have until what? What are those 2 days?
February 1st.
We have until July the 1st?
It would be through August 1st.
That's the motion, but I'm just saying, without extending it, it would be until July 1st?
July 1st.
June. The contract says June 1st.
June 1st?
Because it says it started...
December 1st.
Well, it does. It's the 1st of December.
I mean, I think the motion is appropriate that we ask for an extension. But I also think, as Nia stated earlier, that we need to start setting some time frames so that we can actually get this thing moving. And we may find that we can actually get it going. And in the event that we don't, then we have that, you know, that extension so that, you know, we can still make it within the time frame. But I kind of like the idea that we... have this date of June so that it focuses us to actually get something done and not just waste time.
Okay. So the motion is to, for the purpose of evaluation, or do you want to read that for us, Nia? Give it written down, or?
I move to recommend to the Pacifica National Board, and this is all going to be on the Pacifica National Board, that the evaluation period for the CFO starts February 1st, 2010 through July 31st, 2010. February, March, April, May, June. February,
okay.
March, April, May, June, July.
Okay, is there any more discussion on that motion? Is there any objections to the motion? Hearing none, then we approve that motion. Thank you. Okay. Other motions or discussion on, we're on the agenda item is map out plan of steps to, and I think this, by the way, I think this will help. This will tell us at least which evaluation survey or we need to work on first, or we need to finish first at least.
I think that we may want to start setting a time for Ahmad to get back to us with his first draft, so that he can be focused on it too.
Okay. And what do you think would be reasonable?
Yes, great.
Arlene, do you know how long it might take him to do that?
I'm sure he could have it for you by midweek.
That's a beautiful thing.
That's good.
why don't we give him a week?
That's fine. Give him a week, but I'm saying.
We know he's going to drop everything and do what we want him to do at Arlene's behest. So let's not abuse him.
I agree with Athea. I think that's fair that we give him a week.
Okay, we need to give a week's notice anyway for if we're going to stream the meeting and have it public, which I guess we will. Well, do we want it? Is this going to be a public meeting or executive session?
I think it's supposed to be public. It's policy. We're doing policy making at this point.
Yeah,
that's correct. Public.
Just make sure. Okay.
Okay. I'd like to move that we ask him if he can get it to us in a week because, like Athea said, he knows how pressing his schedule is right now, and we don't want to, you know, have him drop everything that may be quite urgent. But as a request, if he can't get it in that time, then I move that he let us know when he thinks he can get it in.
Okay. Any discussion on that motion? Any objections? Hearing none, then we'll ask him if he can get it to us by 1 week. Thank you. Okay.
You want me to go ahead and convey that on Monday? Or you,
yeah, that'd
you
be
want
terrific.
To give him an email?
I think
that our policy is that requests for my staff are supposed to come through me. So.
Well, yeah, right. I would prefer to do that anyway, yes.
Yeah.
So can you do that? And did you get the motion, you know, what we're asking for?
Right. I believe
okay.
So, but I'll appreciate it if somebody will get me the exact motion and I'll give that to him.
Okay. Well, Rico's going to email that to Nia, right, Rico? And then Nia can include that in the minutes. And
yes, I'll email that as well.
And
okay.
Rico, why don't you email that to me, and that way I can go ahead and give it to Ahmad first thing Monday.
I will definitely try and do that, Arlene. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Great. Okay, other, let's see, what are we...
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. I'm just thinking I'm going to send this to Arlene and Nia, but it's a week from what date? From which date are we saying a week from?
Today.
From today? Okay. Thank you.
That's why we don't want to delay on getting the request to him.
Okay.
Okay. Other items related to, let's see, this agenda item, map out a plan of steps for near future work.
Not sure this is related to it, but I just should let you know that I will be taking a two holidays and three vacation days the week of March 6th or 7th, and then I'll be on the road to Houston, Washington, and New York the following 2 weeks.
You go, girl.
So you'll be unavailable the week of March 6th, and then you'll be traveling the next week.
The next 2 weeks, and the week of March 6th, if there's anything that's, you know, really time sensitive, I can be reached by cell phone, and I'm not promising I'll do email every day, but I'll certainly check it two or three times during the week. The 2 weeks following that, it'll get checked every day. It may be late, but it'll get checked.
Okay, thank you. Hope you get a little rest.
Will you be sending a notice to the board to that effect?
I will indeed.
Okay, so we can mark our calendars in that regard.
With my itinerary. Excuse me.
Okay. Well, we're almost out of time for this agenda item anyway, although we're doing pretty well time-wise. Anybody else have anything on mapping out steps to take?
Yes, you're doing great. You only used 18 minutes. You have two minutes.
We'll see. We haven't heard too much from Marcel. Do you have any suggestions? Or who else has been quiet here? Do you have any questions or suggestions?
No.
Okay.
You're soaking it all in, right, Marcel?
Every bit of it. Since I can't read it, I have to hear it.
Let me just make another suggestion, too. If you're not already or haven't been on a personnel review committee for your station or something like that, you might want to ask other people at your stations if they have suggestions for this sort of thing too. But I think what we have so far will put us at a good start. But let's do keep in mind this timeline, and especially then, assuming we get this approved, the extension for the CFO evaluation period, we still have the ED evaluation period, which would end, when is that, about 3 months from now. So that doesn't give us very much time to, put together a survey, figure out who we're going to send it to, get that contact information for all those people, give them time to fill it out, get it back, figure out what to do with it, all that. So my guess is I'm thinking we should try as a goal to try to get a survey completed in the next month, and a list of who we're going to send it to in the next month. I don't know if we'll make it, but I think we should try. Does that sound reasonable for the ED?
I think so.
I think we're going to be real busy, but if we're going to try to finish it all by 6 months, that's from the hire date. That's we need to do what we can. Okay, well, there's no other items for this agenda item. Let's see, the next one was new business. Is there any new business anybody have?
New business. Oh, no. This, I'm sorry. This is me. I'm just mumbling to myself. No. We have enough business.
Okay. Oh, and I don't know if we need to get... I don't think we need to give them a motion, but was that agreeable to everybody, the timetable I was talking about for ED? Try to get a... at least a draft, or get a survey, a survey completed and a list of people we want to send it to from 1 month from now?
I think it's a great starting point, and it'll give us some focus.
Okay.
Are you moving that, Bill, that we have a timeline within a month?
Well, yeah, I guess so. I'm not sure. I wasn't sure we needed it as a motion, but we might as well do that, yes.
Yes, please.
Okay. And I'll send it to you. Remind me if I forget. Any discussion on that motion? Okay, so we'll any objections to the that motion? Okay, hearing none, then that's approved. We're ready to move on to the, well, we already talked about new business. Any other new business? Excuse me. I'm skipping around. Okay, we think of something we can come back to in a minute, but we're almost done. Determine next committee meeting date. Now, Afia, I believe you said you were going to be out of the country for a while?
Yes, until the 13th, I believe it is.
Until the 13th? It's starting when? Next week?
Starting, it's supposed to start on Sunday. It's supposed to leave
on
Sunday.
So that's the 28th, February 28th?
Yeah.
And returning, returning on the 13th?
13th.
Okay. So do we want to go ahead and schedule a meeting as soon as possible after that, whenever the other committees aren't meeting?
Yeah, Ahmad has get back to us within 7 days. We want to wait for Ahmad's thing.
Oh, that's right.
So we have to.
Well, do you want to try to see when, if we can get with him as soon as possible after that's available?
Yeah, I'm
wouldn't be able to participate, but
I'm going to KPFTS to make sure we don't schedule any conflict.
I would appreciate it if we could avoid Tuesday or Thursday.
I have a question, Afia.
Yeah, Neil.
I'm sorry, Bill. Ooh, sorry.
Go ahead.
This is as an aside. Are you going to change the affiliates task force meeting date from Thursday?
No, I'm not. That's why I'm part of my frustration. I'm responsible for our station on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, and it's burdensome as it is. But to add Tuesday to it is intolerable for me.
Oh, the reason I ask, because I mean, I would mind going. Also, what's his name? What's your colleague there, the director? Bennett.
Oh, Jim Bennett.
The finance committee, he can never make Thursday.
Well, he made the affiliates meeting.
And that's on Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was on the finance committee meeting.
Yeah, the finance was last night. Finance was
he was on
Thursdays. I think he said he couldn't make Thursdays, but I was just concerned that he might not be able to attend any affiliates meeting. But if he could make it, if he told you, then that's fine.
Maybe that's why he can't make Thursdays for finance.
I don't know. I have the KPFT calendar out. And we gave Ahmad on to next Friday to get back to us.
Yeah.
So the 8th is election. The 9th is empty. That's Tuesday. The 10th, Wednesday, that's WBAI LSB meeting.
And it's PFW's LSB meeting the second Wednesday.
Okay, I'll add that for you. Myself. So we have Friday the 12th. I'm going to do Friday the 12th. Oh no, but if Fia won't be back until the 13th. We want to go into the other week?
We'll have to.
Okay.
The other week, meaning the one starting the 15th or the 8th?
The 15th, because she says she won't be back until the 13th?
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
So the only date there would be the 18th, which is a Thursday, or the 19th, which is the Friday. And May 19th. No, that's March. I'm sorry.
You know, this this one-month goal we just talked about for trying to get something finished for the a survey or finished for an ED, we're going to be careful. We have to be careful, or we're going to be really busy last week of March.
Yeah, we'll be bumping up against it.
Okay. Well, I've given you guys what's available. You want me to repeat them?
Okay.
Okay. After the Friday the 6th, we have available Tuesday the 9th, Friday the 12th, Tuesday the 16th, Thursday the 18th, Friday the 19th. That's available.
Well, if you want to wait till Thea gets back, I don't know if she's up to it or if the rest of you would want, if you want to try to do it on the 14th, a Sunday. Actually, that probably wouldn't be good for a mod, though, either.
Why can't we do it on the 6th? Well, that's because it's a Tuesday. God, I hate that. Is it really gonna be
Did somebody
bad?
Say the 10th was bad? Is there an LSB meeting on the 10th?
Oh, yeah, well, two PFW
meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, W and I.
Why can't we do it on the 19th?
It's 3 weeks from now. I'm just afraid we're gonna. It's gonna be really hard to get this first the ED evaluation survey ready in time if we. If we wait that long just to talk to Ahmad.
We're waiting.
Excuse me, Bill?
Yes. Yeah.
I literally need this is a point of personal privilege. This is a legitimate one. You guys keep on talking. I can hear you from where I have to head to. Okay?
Okay.
Just keep talking.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Rico?
I have some concern now if we're asking Ahmad to rush, and then he's going to have to wait. Maybe if we're going to be, if it's going to be this long, maybe we should give him more time so that he can do it at his discretion.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree with Rico. It can't be critical.
Right. I mean, it'd be nice to have it a little bit before that we meet with him so we can review it first. And we can even discuss some things by email. I'm wondering, Thea, are you being available by email when you're out of the country? Can we have email discussions about things?
I think so.
Okay. Because we might be able to make some progress that way. I mean, if we could, would you be able to, well, you can't call in, though, to a conference call, I guess. That's right.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to Haiti, so I don't really know what the situation is going to be. I know that people are able to, the person who's organizing the delegation was able to do email when he was there a couple weeks ago. So
okay.
My thinking is that whatever, you know, the things should be better now than they were then.
Okay. How would you feel if we met with Ahmad sometime even before you get back, and if you knew what questions you'd ask in advance?
I would appreciate it if you all didn't do that.
Okay. Okay. Well, when would be the first available date after you get back that would be okay with you?
Whatever, as soon as, even with my reservation about Tuesdays and Thursdays, I would be willing to do the 16th, which is a Tuesday. You know, as my father would say, turnabout is fair play. So if I'm going to be gone, then I can be, which inconveniences the committee, I would be willing to be inconvenienced.
Is a little bit earlier better, or later time better?
Earlier is better for me. But I don't know what that means in terms of the West Coast. Arlene, what does that mean in terms for... Well, it would be his work day, so that would, it's not like the rest of us who have to take off from work in order to volunteer.
Might be better for Ahmad to be earlier.
Yeah, I would think so. What do you say, Arlene?
I'm sorry, I was muted. He's pretty adjustable, but during the day is obviously on the whole a little more convenient than in the evening, but he's been meeting with a lot of mass committees at stations at whatever hour they've been meeting. So he'll work with you.
Well, those of you on the West Coast, is earlier okay on the 16th, earlier than this time?
I'm not on the West Coast, but I just came back. What are we talking about, Bill?
If we meet on the 16th, a Tuesday, Athea was saying that's usually not a good day, but she can meet, but earlier, a little bit earlier in the day would might be better than instead of 8:30 Eastern. So would that be okay?
How early?
Move it up an hour, or say an hour earlier? I don't know what, depends on the people on the West Coast.
Rico?
So it's Rico and Joe, right?
Yeah.
Joe generally does not seem to be available during the work day.
Okay.
Yeah, I could do it. I don't know if Joe can do it because Joe, I think, has his 9 to 5.
Will you propose a time, Athea?
Well, with that much notice, could we say, let's see, if it's 5 o'clock for them, it's 8 o'clock for us. So at least 30 minutes earlier, and to see if we give Joe enough notice, then he can make arrangements. Is he traveling during that time? Do you know, Rico?
I don't know.
Because I know sometimes he's delayed because he's in transit.
Right.
Well, we could set a time, assuming he can do it a little earlier, and then if you wouldn't mind, Athea, you could check with him, and if it's not okay with him, if you could mutually agree on a little bit later time, either a regular time, or would that be okay with everybody? Any objections?
Okay.
So you want to set it like an hour? You want to try setting it an hour earlier than usual for 7:30 Eastern?
Yeah. If it's a problem, I'll let you all know.
Okay. So, Athea, we'll check with Joe, and we'll adjust the time if needed. Okay. All right. Thank you. That's about it. We need to review action items. Didn't have too many. Nia, did you get whatever, who agreed to do what?
Oh, you know one thing? I am sorry. I'm looking at my calendar. I was looking at the KPT X, but my calendar, I have a speaking engagement that night.
Well, what time?
The 16th. It's scheduled to start at 6. It's dinner and speech. So that's not going to work.
That's on the 16th.
Yeah.
So even if we moved it up another half hour, that wouldn't help much either, I guess.
No, it's not. I don't know, the 18th? There's nothing listed on KPFTX on the 18th.
Okay, is that agreeable with everybody? Thursday the 18th? Third Thursday? Okay. Regular time, so 8:30 Eastern. Okay. No objections, so we'll try for Thursday, the March 18th at 8:30 Eastern. And I guess then when it comes back to how, when do we want to ask Ahmad to provide that documentation to us? He can do that beforehand, and we can be emailing each other back and forth in the meantime.
Well, if he did it the week before.
Okay, by the 11th. So is that okay?
Fine.
And you won't have to rush? Okay.
The 11th then?
Yeah, so we'll need the documentation for Ahmad by around the March 11th.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Action items? Nia, did you get those? Make sure everybody knows who's doing what.
Bill? Bill?
Okay.
I know you said there's no friendly amendments around here, but now we're modifying Rico's amendment to have Ahmad assisting us rather than next Friday. So could we just get unanimous consent to just amend that quickly?
Oh, thank you. Okay. Well, I guess that's what I meant, but I didn't ask that specifically. Thank you. Okay. Is that agreeable to everybody to ask Ahmad to supply the documentation by March 11th rather than next Friday? Do we have unanimous consent for that? Sounds like we do. Thank you. Okay. All right. Ready for action items review? So let's help Nia out too. Who volunteered to do what? Somebody's washing their dishes.
This is Nia.
Please mute yourself.
Yeah. Go ahead, Nia.
The action items from the last time?
Well, okay, I guess we need to review those too if there's any still hanging that we haven't done. Thank you. What I meant was if there's ones, things that we've, like Arlene's volunteered to contact Ahmad to ask him about that document, or documents.
I'll also get the WMNF document for you.
Beg your pardon?
I'll also get you the WMNF document.
Right. Okay, so that's two things. Notes here too.
Rico's going to forward his motion to Arlene, is that correct?
Yes, and to Nia.
Okay. And to Nia.
Thank you.
And do you need other people to forward you motions also, Nia? I need to forward you one.
Yeah, Rico actually has one, two, and Nia has one. Bill, you have the 1 month timeline and this amendment to March 11th for Ahmad. I'm trying to read my chicken scratch in the meantime. I have my own.
Okay, who else has volunteered to do what? So we can remind each other if we need to?
I think we said Arlene is going to get the WMNF document to us. She's going to ask Ahmad to get those things to us by the 11th.
And our wonderful Nia is going to get us minutes.
I'll try to get them out to you as quickly as I can.
Get that implicit.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess for everybody, review carefully all the documents we already have, correct? And that we're about to get, and we're going to get from Arlene and Ahmad. Is that agreeable to everybody? Carefully review all that?
Yes.
Okay, anything else?
Yes,
did
I'd
you,
like to...
Excuse me.
Athea, go ahead.
I wanted to make sure that your bill is listed for sending us also his documents. You may have made a personal note, but in the action items, I don't want that to get lost.
Yeah, let me make sure I know what you want. Okay, there was one email I sent that had the link to the GM survey. Do you want some additional documents, too?
Oh, well, maybe we already have it. I thought that
we
more
do we have that?
Yeah, I sent that out.
Right. That was in last week's action item.
Right, and I believe I sent that out to Afia here during the meeting, too. Let me check.
Yeah, I did. I mean, you did.
Okay.
You.
Oh, no, I didn't do that. Let's see.
Oh, okay.
I didn't forward it during the meeting. I did it earlier, but I can do it again. Okay?
No, I was misunderstanding that there was more to it than just the anonymous survey. Is that correct?
Well, that's all I sent. Let me think through. I'll send you all either a note saying that there's not. I don't really have anything else, or I'm trying to see if there's anything of use that we've... I mean, the server really just about has all of it, I guess. I guess I should write up a description. See what I'll do. I'll extract the non-sensitive parts of our evaluation report that explains a little bit more about what we did. I could do that. That would be helpful. That kind of goes along with the survey.
Yeah, sounds...
So you're going to redact what you've already
right.
sent to me?
I'll take out the evaluation part, and I'll leave in the part about the process, because part of our evaluation report describes what we did. Like, we sent out the survey to so-and-so, and we, you know, that kind of thing. It'll make more sense after I send it to you.
Okay.
So I'll send... information on our GM evaluation process. You can put that down for me.
Right. And Nia, did you put on the calendar the meeting, the next meeting?
I didn't do it yet.
Or you want me to? Or you want to do that?
Is this going to be 7:30?
The next meeting time? 8:30 Eastern.
8:30.
On March 18th?
Yes, I have 8:30. I was just thinking back to when we were doing it. Yes. I have here March 18th at 8:30.
Okay. Anything else anybody can think of? I guess if we do, we can email each other reminders.
Yeah, I Mr. Chair?
Oh, yeah, Rico, sorry.
Yeah, I'd like to... acknowledge Nia for stepping up to the plate for being a secretary. Nobody wanted to do it, and I'd like to acknowledge her for doing it. And I also like to acknowledge the two chairs for working together and co-chairing. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I want to thank Afia and Nia, of course. Anything else anybody have before we sign off? Anything we forgot about earlier in the agenda? Okay, well, let's all communicate by email. And Afia, have a good trip, and sure appreciate your helping out the people of Haiti. And let's communicate by email until we get together again on the 18th.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Have a safe trip.
Have a wonderful
day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tia.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Okay, I guess we're adjourned. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry.